Now, there's a bit of a kerfuffle going on in Dublin at the moment in terms of dumping and calls for illegal dumping to be clamped down on, CCTV to be used, naming and shaming to be used, a whole rethinking of the way things operate. We still, this is inner city Dublin I'm talking about here, we have persistent problems in areas of Kerry as well with fly tipping and dumping, and it took on another level altogether with the news of what's happening to Tralee Meals on Wheels. Paddy Cavan is vice chair of that organisation with me on the programme. Paddy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Listen, what happened on Sunday?
So basically, Sunday afternoon, and some of us went into Meals on Wheels to prep for the week, and we just got the shock of our lives when we saw the bins, because they were absolutely destroyed, and all around as well. And if anybody wants to have a look and see the photos, they can go on to Meals on Wheels Tralee's Facebook page, they'll see them. Rubbish scattered all over the place, no care in the world. And straight away we knew that we were after having a fly tipper, because our bins were empty before that. There was very little inside in them, so we knew straight away that we had illegal dumping. We tracked it down because we had a camera right over the bin, and we tracked it down to around 7:30 the previous evening. That's when it was done. And I suppose for us it was very, very disheartening to see that. We're a little bit baffled as well, because, you know, right above the bin, and people can see on the picture on Facebook, right above the bin was a camera. You couldn't miss it.
There's a camera, there's a camera right there, right, obviously right over where the bin area is. And there's a reason you put that in there.
There's a reason that we put that in there. So, you know, all I can think of is there's two things there with this person, either, or these people. Either they're not the sharpest tool in the box, or else they need to go see Roger Harty, the local optician, because the camera was right there. It didn't take us 2 seconds to find out who did it. So, look, we're very disappointed. We're very surprised as well. We'd like to think that, you know, that we'd be well regarded in the community with Meals on Wheels. And for someone to do that was just very, very upsetting, especially for the fact that that's an entrance that we have to use for food to go in and out, for the vans to be loaded up with Meals on Wheels dinners, for volunteers to come in and out as well. So we have another door that people can access for our kitchen, but we try to keep that restricted, because we're also bound as well by the health inspectors, that they'll come in and they'll inspect and make sure that everything is up to standard. So we have to make sure at all times that our area outside and inside is spotless.
Yeah, and that's what your drive is. But it's very disappointing for someone to do this to a charity of all things, to dump illegally and put their illegal waste on top of ye.
Absolutely. But look, I suppose I would have been involved with other charities as well, and still are, and it's a regular occurrence around the town where rubbish is dumped right outside the door of charities and all the rest of it. I suppose what makes this a little bit unusual is, you know, Meals on Wheels produces food. It doesn't deal with clothing or anything else. So it was really surprising to see the amount and the volume of rubbish. And to see the footage of the individual clearly, or the two people actually, clearly looking up at the camera, not taking any notice, smoking a cigarette, filling up the bins with the rubbish, was just unbelievable. The only thing I would like to say is to thank the public, because when we did put it up on Facebook, it got a fantastic response. And literally on Monday morning, we got a phone call from a representative claiming to represent those two individuals, and we got an apology and a pledge that they would pay for the rubbish to be taken away. So we're awaiting that payment. We're awaiting that payment. That payment deadline is today. And if we don't receive that payment today, then we're just going to release the footage. We think that's the only thing we can do.
That's the only thing you can do as a deterrent to other people doing this sort of thing.
Absolutely. And look, for us as well, we have to put our hands up. We slipped up. We didn't lock our bins. We thought we'd be okay to leave our bins out. In fairness, like the building itself is used 7 days a week. There was just a gap of a couple of hours overnight, and somebody obviously took opportunity. They obviously had spotted the bin, because you can see footage of the car. The car's absolutely loaded with rubbish. On a Saturday evening, you know, all the local disposal companies were closed at that stage, so they were on a mission to fly tip. They knew where they were going, they knew what they were doing, and they're only sorry because they got caught. But for us, you know, our time is limited. We're volunteers. We don't want to be fucking dragging this out all the time. So for us, what we want to do is put an end to it, and put an end to it quickly, and send a message to people as well that we won't tolerate it, and we're not afraid either. We have no issue with publishing, but we're going to give these people the benefit of the doubt, more than they deserve. Pay the fee, pay the cost of what we need to do, and we won't release the footage. Don't pay, and tomorrow I'll have that up online.
Yeah. Paddy, look, you had the camera over years. You're well organised from that point of view as a protective measure. Others, maybe they don't have a camera, or it's hard to put cameras absolutely everywhere. So this is a sign, I suppose, unfortunately, of what is going on. There are people out there who will refuse to pay. There are people out there who will just fly tip because they couldn't be bothered going to the effort of paying or disposing of the rubbish properly and sustainably.
And I think, you know, what's surprising is a lot of the stuff, Jerry, is free to dispose of. Cardboard is free to dispose of. Cans, you can go back to the return scheme with that. Now you can donate those things. So in fairness, actually, there was no cans inside in the bin. It was food waste. It was food rubbish. There's loads of ways of getting rid of that legally and efficiently. But these people clearly knew what they were doing. They were out on a Saturday evening. They didn't give a damn. They did it in broad daylight as well. Didn't care about a camera, or else didn't see the camera, one or the other. But, you know, I suppose very, very disheartening. And I was looking at figures there, you know, for this year with, you know, Kerry County Council and so on. And I could see, I think there was almost 300 reports of illegal dumping. And I think roughly of that, I think there's only been about 2 convictions so far. So that's very disheartening as well. And I suppose, you know, do we need to look abroad with this? In certain jurisdictions, you get the orange suit, you get the stick and you get the bag, and you're out on the road cleaning up the mess that you made. And maybe that's something like that we need to look at here.
Yeah, and that could be part of it, I suppose, in a question of tackling the whole thing. Paddy, look, thanks very much. Hopefully it gets paid off and that's the end of that. But thanks for telling us your story this morning.
Appreciate that, Jerry. Thanks very much.
Okay, Paddy Cavan there of Tralee Meals on Wheels. What do you make of that? Caught in 4K, as the young people say, dumping, illegally dumping. And that is all part, I suppose, of what has been going on, or what is going on out there. And as I said, there are places in the countryside, there are places in woodlands, along riverbanks and other areas where there cannot be cameras everywhere, where people are fly tipping as well.